For all of the festivals, there is a what's called the cup of sanctification. And don't try to repeat it, because you'll mess it up and you'll mess me up if you try to repeat it. So just listen. This is a toast. The Jews never, except for the temple, they never, ever, ever sanctified a place or blessed a place once the temple was dedicated. It was illegal. They only sanctified a time. You understand that? The feast, the name of the feast, the name for feast in Hebrew means appointed time. The only real events in the process of time are the feasts, because they reveal the manifestation of Christ in you in a new and exciting way each time. And we're not concerned with this place. This place is immaterial. The church, the word church just means, it comes from a Celtic word that means those that belong to God. Now there's no doubt in any of your minds after tonight that you belong to God. You no longer belong to yourself. You are not your own. You have been bought with a price. Now that old identity has been buried experientially. You have had a sensory perception of it, and it will, in fact, affect how you think. It'll affect, that's what the wine and all the things that we do, it's to cause you to have a sensory perception, to bring into the soul that which is reality in spirit. And then to bring, finally, into the body that was which is reality in spirit. So that's what this process, and the reason we do the things that we do, the reason we celebrate the feast, the reason we understand communion, is so that you can bring, the Spirit is complete. Now you are complete in Him. The Spirit is totally complete. By one offering He has perfected forever them that are sanctified. But the reason we do all of these things is to bring that Spirit reality first to your soul, then to your body, that God would sanctify you fully, body, soul, and spirit. And again, the cup of sanctification sets off every feast. It's the only event that counts in time and space. Everything else is a non-event. Everything else is a pseudo-event. Everything else is a vain shadow of the feasts. Okay, all of the blessings that we do in communion and in the Haggadah for the Passover have this initial format that's all the same, and you all remember it. So you say the first part.
Blessed art thou,
O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us. That means He set us apart from everybody in the world. He has kept us. That means He has been surrounding you from before you were born, and that everything that has happened to you was by His determined will that you might reach this point. I thank Thee, Father, that Thou hast sanctified us, that has kept us and guarded us, and allowed us to reach this time. For in this time Thy people are willing, in the day of Thy power.
Amen.
We sanctify the feast to life.
That was real strong out there, that it was a time. And then you can see each person here, all the stuff that we've been through in that, but God kept us for this moment.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, what we're going to do now is they're going to serve us, and we're going to get all the rest of us the crepes. Cheese blintzes is what they are. And then we're going to talk about the meaning of the cheese blintzes, and then we're going to finish the wine, and we're going to drink a toast. And every time Ruth is mentioned as we go through the book, we're going to start a new thingy.
Yay! Hey,
Larry. That sounds like a good one.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity
today has been restored.
And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We'll walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will speak with each other, we will speak heart to heart. We will speak with each other, we will speak heart to heart. And our openness will form a bond that night.
Hallelujah. Sing your the 1 Corinthians 13 song. The 1 Corinthians 13 song.
Maybe. I could barely sing this.
Yeah, page 27.
That's the first time I've heard that song and sung that song that I haven't despised.
Well, it's because we changed it for one of the reasons. John changed the verse.
But it has always sounded so sappy.
Oh, I know.
It does,
okay, John is going to play a hard song.
Hard words. My fingers hurt already.
His fingers are wet.
Whenever I do a baptism gig, my fingers always get tired.
It's ready. You should
baptize. I'm trying not to put it in any. Just take it up with the girl.
How many baptisms have you been thinking of?
20 years.
Thank you, Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer. There he is, Paul Schaefer.
Listen to the words of this song. By the way, Jackie has an unbelievable voice. I just heard you sing tonight for the first time. That's unbelievable.
Didn't sing loud enough, though.
That's unbelievable.
Performance
no, but it's
well.
We're counting on her. She's going to train and arrange the harlots. John's backup singer. The harlots.
That's right.
The harlots. The hose.
Ed. Ed is getting too bad.
I need the dark
what did you say?
Who has the dark one?
The hose.
Hey, would you do me a favor? While John's warming his fingers, would you ask Rick if he has any thoughts about baptism?
Wait a minute, where's Rick? Rick, do you have any thoughts about baptism?
Well, we were coming back. We were coming back and all of us were marching back down the road and it was dark and all I could think of is abandon yourself, pick up your lawn chair and follow me.
Okay, this is John Singh. But Jackie can sing too, can't she?
Sure. Anybody.
Well, you can listen. That's where you got the words.
Your love is patient, enduring till the end. It's kind of mellow, like a good warm-hearted friend. Never jealous that I knew, though you had occasion to. Never singing your own praises as I do now. Your love is graceful, never conscious of my gaze. It's not stopped pouring for me all these many days. Though I pushed it to the light, it always seemed to stand up fine. Every childlike, deaf and blind to the cutting words I say. Your love rings true like the music of a song. It never did keep count of the times I did you wrong. Your love bore me through the rain, and it believed me through the pain, and it hoped even when the rainbows all went pale. Your love never faded. Your love never failed. Though I pushed it to the light, it always seemed to stand up fine. Every childlike, deaf and blind to the cutting words I say. Your love is true, like the music of a song. It never did keep count of the times I did you wrong. Your love bore me through the rain, and it believed me in the pain, and it hoped even when the rainbows all went pale. Your love never failed. Your love never failed.
You do one more? The real simple one. I'm yours, Lord.
Okay. Beth? Beth?
Beth?
Yeah. When you come in here, would you bring a napkin, please? Thank you.
Does Larry have one? We need some silverware.
I'm yours, Lord. Everything I've got, everything I am, everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Try me now and see. All I want to be is completely yours. I'm yours, doesn't matter what they say. Completely nothing can keep me away. Knowing only grace can truly free me. I'm yours, sometimes I feel so weak. Completely, there's nothing left to see. I'm perfect from the moment that you see me. I'm yours, Lord. Everything I've got, everything I am, everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Try me now and see. All I want to be is completely yours. I'm yours, no matter what they say.
Completely,
nothing can keep me away.
Look out, world. Anybody have anything to say? Don't dig in.
Like she said, forget I said that. She was dumb. I forgot. While the baptism's going on, it seems like a lot of times there's things people have to say before it happens. Sometimes they don't get a chance to say. And if anybody had something that was on them, especially at that moment.
Yeah, I shared with some of the people outside, but maybe, you know, it was wrestling last night, and I had a chance to not sleep, so I was sitting over underneath the light there, and I was just reading, and all the machinations of my mind, and all of the stuff that was going on, and I heard one of the children just... And that was 4:35 o'clock in the morning. And the children was just crying, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." And you were just sitting home.
Well,
yeah, I said the same. I mentioned it last night, I have trouble sometimes expressing things that really mean something to me in a serious way, so frequently they come out disguised as a joke. The idea that it's no longer I to do it, but sin that dwelleth in me is too a little too fancy for me, so I prefer to think of it in terms of that other guy. And I'm real glad that the other guy got buried.
That was fun pushing your way to the bottom.
Yeah. All I can think about is it's just such incredible grace that after 8 years, God pursued me through every nook and cranny and never let go. Thanks to Doug for making the effort to call you.
Matt.
That's what I told Powell. He said, it was really funny. He hugged me and he said that he wouldn't be here if it weren't for me. And I said, well, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Doug.
I don't know if I would be able to talk very much. Oh.
Well, when I look over there,
I see Rick sitting in the middle of the room, and I think about the things that I heard said over the last several months with Bowen and stuff like that. And I don't know, it's a strange thing to sit alone in your room for hours and hours just playing with tapes.
Amen.
And I think about Rick up there in Seattle, and now I think about Daryl someplace over Russia or Omaha or something else.
Amen.
It's sort of amazing. Sometime 2 weeks from now, you're going to be up in Central Amen. Amen.
You know, when I used to listen to tapes in Seattle.
Hey, Daryl.
Oh, it was neat because I could never listen to him with my eyes open. I used to lay in bed in a totally dark room and close my eyes and pray that I'd be here. I'm here.
Somebody give me some toilet paper. I hate snot.
This is a high-class place.
This is the best we got.
I think I'd put my nose in that. It's got strawberries in it. Well, some red.
Why? First grade.
It's strawberry wine.
What?
It's why.
Oh.
There's
Mexican.
There was Mexican. There was somebody else.
I hate
snot. Table may not be the same.
That was the sound of only catching toilet.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
Well,
that's the sound of only looking at his excrement.
That's the sound of only killing Harry.
I was seeing something down there too. I was one of the last ones to go, I guess. I was kind of hesitant for some reason. I'm just kind of, sitting back over there by the water thing. Part of me was saying, I really want to be part of this. And this is kind of an odd group. All the judgments there, but it's like the minute I touched the water, the minute I got in the water, it's like everything was different. It's like I knew I wanted to be there. I knew the these were the brethren. And the judgment just seemed to wash away.
Oh, no.
It's like there's no wavering at all.
Let me read something. Blessed be God, and the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. As we know, now that's in us. Now to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, that's reserved for us, who are kept garrisoned by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a brief season, if need be, you're in heaviness through many testings, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, and whom though now you see him not, yet somehow believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. You see the things that the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, no longer fashioning yourselves according to the former desires in your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of your life. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation and way of life, which you received by the traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be exclusively in God. Now, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by that word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. Amen. And this is that word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Therefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, all hypocrisies, all envyings, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, you also as these lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices accepted to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that now you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained unbelievable mercy. The reason I read that is because of what we're about to partake of. To desire this, as newborn babes, to desire the sincere milk of the Word. Now, throughout the Feast of Pentecost, they ate many dairy products. They drank a lot of milk, Barbara. Because the Torah, or Christ in you, or you the Word made flesh, the Torah made flesh, is compared to milk in the Song of Solomon, and because the law concerning the offering that we're going to study tomorrow is in juxtaposition with the law concerning milk. Now, they ate these cheese blintzes. They were folded. The blitzes are just like we have them here, except they were folded in three corners. And they were stuffed with cheese. And they were folded in the triangular form because the Torah is of three parts, the law, the writings, and the prophets. And was given to a people of three parts, the priests, the Levites, and the Israelites. And it was given in the third month through Moses, who was the third child of his parents. And it also signifies that you are about to taste that the Lord is good with regard to the triangular symbolizing the fullness of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, now all dwelling within you for this time and forevermore. The promises to a land flowing with milk and honey, and I forgot to tell you, I'm sorry, but you put syrup on them, I see. But they were to be like we have them with strawberries because of the first fruit, symbolizing the first fruit, the offering. And the honey, symbolizing the perfection and the wonder of that which is in the New Jerusalem. Amen? Let's drink another toast. I feel like another toast.
Here, here.
And he took the cup. And I can visualize Christ himself taking the cup with us. And he's looking and he's saying, I thank thee. Oh God, I can't even say it. Somebody start it. The one we usually do when we say wine stuff. The Lord our God, King of the universe, who has created the fruit of the vine. He said, a drink to my bride.
Only if I could say something.
Damn, I hate this.
What? I got to, some of you I've had the chance to acknowledge, and maybe that what occurs to me though, there really isn't, for me, the importance of each and every person here has been overwhelming in my life. And it just doesn't, it was like, what you said, because I think we've met once, it's all tonight.
Yeah.
And some of the others that I don't know as well. But there's no difference between the importance of any one of you.
Amen. Amen.
And it's purely and solely by the grace of God that I could be so blessed to have this many angels in my life.
Amen.
Including the little children. Including the little children.
Okay. This is the food of the New Jerusalem. Taste and enjoy.
Enjoy the guilt.
Wait a minute, Ed is, I mean, John is saying something.
No, so I was thinking of what we read today about Christ not crying out in the street, you know, and not using
these are wonderful
to do what he was doing. And I thought of the psalm that was in A Trip to Bountiful that had all these hymns. Softly and tenderly, Jesus.
You're not supposed to do that. Come home. Our weary Jesus. I didn't get Kleenex. I got toilet paper. What?
That's what you asked for.
Well, I didn't think there was any Kleenex. Drunk people. That is really bad. Well, what is this? What is you taking over Larry's job?
No go.
He said, well, that mug done it anyway.
Either way, she got healed.
Yeah. Oh, God, Gary. The Golden Shower Ministry.
The Church of Golden Shower.
I got a
donation of $10. You two can have one.
Anybody can heal, follow me.
The Ministry of
Warm
Cuts.
Brings a whole new meaning to this on you.
What do you think of that, Daryl?